Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
This is Freedom 106.5 FM as we discuss breastfeeding here at Freedom 106.5 FM as we celebrate and observe that is World Breastfeeding Week 2022, and we have a special guest here at Freedom today. Her name is Dr. Runisa Singh. She is a medical doctor who currently specializes in pediatrics, and she's also an international board certified lactation consultant. Now, Dr. Singh, also known as Dr. Mama Knows Breast on Instagram, is very passionate about educating mothers on all things breastfeeding and being able to help them have a successful and enjoyable breastfeeding journey. And Dr. Singh is married with a 15-month-old baby girl and is also a breastfeeding mother. Good afternoon, Dr. Singh, and welcome to Freedom. I want to start with your personal journey. You know, how did Dr. Singh come to be?
So like you mentioned before, Dr. Mama Knows Breast, I am a medical doctor. I used to work in the NICU department at Portisbane General Hospital. So I am accustomed to counseling a lot of postpartum moms on breastfeeding. And it actually opened up my eyes to how much moms really struggle with breastfeeding. Then I became a mom myself. I had my baby via cesarean section, and I actually struggled with my recovery post cesarean section. And that was a bit frustrating to me. For most who knows me, they will know that I always wanted to be a mommy. And when I had my baby, because of the C-section, I couldn't really do much for her. So my husband and my family, they basically did everything. Change baby, hold baby when she was crying. I really didn't feel like a mommy. And the one thing that made me feel like a mommy was being able to breastfeed my baby. Now, I know that most women might have problems breastfeeding. So if you are one of those women and you did struggle to breastfeed, you know, it says nothing about the mother that you are. It's just that in my personal experience, it really helped me postpartum because of the amazing bond that I had with my baby. And then I thought to myself, wow, I really want to help other mommies, and I really want them to be able to have that bonding experience with their little one. So I decided to become a lactation consultant and to start Dr. Mama Knows Breast on Instagram so I can further educate mommies.
Awesome indeed. And we'll definitely have to find out about that Instagram a little later in the program. Dr. Singh, can we start with the benefits of breastfeeding?
Yes, of course. So breastfeeding has so many benefits. Now, there are benefits to both baby and mama. And the most amazing thing about breast milk is that it is tailored to your baby's specific needs. Now, I have no issues with formula. However, formula is constant in its nutrition, its calories, but breast milk can change to give your baby exactly what he or she needs. And I just think that's so amazing. Also, breast milk can help to build and support your baby's immune system. Newborn babies, they don't have much of an immune system when they are born. And it's just so amazing that mommy can help her baby by giving the breast milk, which has antibodies, to help fight off infections that her newborn baby might not have. Breast milk also helps with baby's brain growth and development. A baby who is breastfed will have fewer colds and respiratory illnesses, such as pneumonia, RSV, which is a virus, whooping cough. They can have decreased risk of ear infections. The baby will have less diarrhea, constipation, gastroenteritis, reflux. It also lowers, you know, the infant's mortality, lowers the rate of sudden infant death syndrome or SIDS. It overall decreases baby's illness and need for hospitalization. And one of my favorite benefits of breastfeeding is something called retrograde milk flow. So basically, this is when the baby is sick. Your baby, now this might sound a little gross, your baby's sickness or illness will move from baby's mouth into mama's breast, and that mom will then produce whatever antibodies that the baby may need to help fight off infection. And when baby feeds again, these antibodies will then pass into baby and help that baby. And I just think that's so miraculous that moms have this superpower of making medicine for their babies. Now, this does not mean that, you know, if your baby is sick, you know, you should take your baby to the doctor. You should have a consult with a doctor first breast milk is just an added benefit when baby is ill. Some other benefits would be it reduces baby's risk of allergies, eczema, asthma. Babies who are breastfed will tend to have fewer childhood cancers such as leukemia, lymphoma. It decreases your baby's risk of type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and it also decreases your child's risk of becoming obese in the future, which I think is a lot of benefits just from our breast milk, right? So some of the benefits to mom would be, one, parents have up to 6 times less absence from work if their baby is breastfed. So I think that, you know, it's a good initiative to support our working breastfeeding moms. It also decreases mom's risk of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. It decreases her chances of endometriosis, osteoporosis with age. It decreases her risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, and even cardiovascular disease. And I personally believe that breastfeeding is a public health matter, and more emphasis should be placed on breastfeeding. Now, most moms, when they go to antenatal clinic, they will see posters up with, you know, breast is best, baby should breastfeed, the benefits of breastfeeding. But I also feel as though, you know, we should put more emphasis into educating mommies on how to breastfeed, what to look out for, what is normal, what is not normal, because these things can help our mommies in the postpartum period. And that is what I try to achieve with my class, you know, to let mommies be as prepared as they can to breastfeed.
That's very awesome indeed. You know, sometimes you even hear people say that my baby will have a higher IQ. Is that accurate as well?
Yes, it is. There are studies done that showed that babies who breastfeed has higher IQs than babies who are formula fed. Again, I have nothing against formula feeding. It's just that breast milk is so amazing.
And what about in terms of the baby-mother bond? Is this something from the milk, or is this just about, you know, being close to mommy more often that makes the bond?
Well, actually, when mommies breastfeed, they release a hormone called oxytocin, which is called the love hormone, right? So it actually is true that, you know, the bond that you produce between a baby and a mother is truly amazing. And like I said, during my postpartum period, from my experience, like, I was so stressed out and so frustrated. And this hormone actually helps moms with their postpartum. It actually shows that mommies who breastfeed has a lower risk of postpartum depression after making their baby. So yes, I would say that this bond is very important. And like I said, I started all of this just because of the amazing bond I had with my baby, and I wanted mommies to have this for themselves, because it truly is a miraculous experience, in my opinion.
Very much so. We are speaking with Dr. Runisa Singh. She is a medical doctor who currently specializes in pediatrics, and she is also an international board certified lactation consultant. As we celebrate and observe, that is, World Breastfeeding Week 2022, right here at Freedom 106.5 FM. I would love Dr. Singh to touch on the expectations new mothers may experience during their breastfeeding journey.
To be honest, everybody's experience is different. I strive to make sure that they have the proper information to navigate their breastfeeding experience. But what you can expect as a breastfeeding mom is to breastfeed your baby 24/7. Now, that may sound scary, but this can be normal in a newborn phase. We used to say that babies should breastfeed every 3 hours, but we've gone away from that to telling moms that you should breastfeed your baby on demand. Now, this is very important, and I hope my breastfeeding moms out there are listening, because what on demand can mean is that you can be feeding your baby every half an hour, every hour, and this could be normal. So in the first day of life, the first day your baby is born, your baby's stomach is about the size of a cherry, which is very, very tiny. So that means that your baby's stomach can only hold about 5 to 10 mils of breast milk. And breast milk at this point can digest from your baby's stomach between half an hour to an hour. So if your baby's stomach is small and the breast milk is being digested fast, it would make sense to feed your baby very often. So that can look like every hour sometimes. I usually tell my moms to monitor their baby's urine. So how much urine is your baby passing? In this newborn phase, your baby should be passing 6 to 8 wet diapers a day. if you are seeing adequate urine output from your baby and your baby is settled and satisfied after feeding, then feeding every half an hour to an hour could be normal for your baby. And the reason why I want moms to know this is because new moms tend to rely on family members and friends for advice. There's nothing wrong with that. However, they tend to get advice like, the child is hungry again because you're not producing enough, or the baby is fussy because you don't have enough milk, or just give the baby formula and he will sleep. And then on the flip side, you will have people who say things like, they thought it would just come naturally, you know, it would be easy. Easy sailing. They didn't even notice they had all this information about breastfeeding. So it's just good for moms to understand and know what is normal so that they will be able to make the best decision for their baby when it comes to feeding. Secondly, your breast milk is made by demand and supply, which means that the more you feed your baby or the more you pump is the more milk you are going to produce. If a mom decides that she wants to give formula with breast milk, that's fine as well. So they do some formula, some breast milk, or, you know, in the middle of the night when mommy is tired, maybe daddy or a family member would feed the baby the pumped milk. It is still very, very important in that newborn phase for that mommy to still pump during that feeding. Why we want mommies to pump often if baby is not at the breast is because we want to trick the brain into thinking that the baby is feeding so that your milk supply don't drop. A lot of new mommies are tired, understandably, and they have other people feeding their baby and they don't pump or they don't let baby suckle at the breast. And then a week, 2 weeks from then, they start noticing their supply drops drastically. And it's only because of the demand and supply. So I would really like mommies to just be aware of that.
So, well, you're basically mentioning there, I imagine, the first couple months after birth, am I correct? Or that will be the first month?
At least the first two months.
So, personally, I have done this 3 times already and I'm still confused about it. The breastfeeding soon after birth, I know there is a type of milk that is called colostrum. I think I was advised that the baby needs to receive this colostrum as soon as possible to help initiate the breastfeeding process. Could you explain this to me?
Sure. So colostrum, like you said, is the very first milk that your body produces. And it plays such an important role in your baby's immune system. It is actually considered your baby's first immunization. Now, I tell my mom, and this is for all the moms out there who may not have gone as far as they wanted in their breastfeeding journey. If you give your baby that colostrum in the first day or the first week, you have done such a great job with your baby because the colostrum is so important. Sometimes mommies take it for granted because colostrum is such a little bit that, you know, maybe baby doesn't need it as much as the mature milk or when their milk comes in. But that colostrum is so very high in proteins, minerals, immunoglobulins, which is the antibodies that help build your baby's immune system. Some of the benefits of colostrum are, one, it helps to strengthen your baby's immune system, like I previously mentioned. Two, it helps to establish a healthy coating in the intestines, so it prevents bacteria from being absorbed. Three, it is ideal and perfect for your newborn baby. It is so easy to digest and it is so very gentle on their tummies. And it even has a laxative effect that helps your baby to clear meconium, which is their first poop. So yes, colostrum is super important. And if that is all your baby have received, moms, then you have done an excellent job with your baby.
And so after that initial birthing experience and then trying to get baby to latch, I want to use my personal experience here for this particular one.
Sure.
For 2 out of my 3 breastfeeding journeys, I initially had after birth, I think it was like in the first week, terrible engorgement of the breast. It was so very painful. My breasts were hard. I felt warm. And each time it happened to me, I almost could not recall the previous time. And I was so stumped about what to do. And I started to panic. Does this happen normally?
Yes. So this actually is something that is normal. So what is happening is in the first week, the first couple days is where you're going to have your colostrum, which, like I said, is a very small amount of milk because your baby's stomach is small at that time. And that is exactly what your baby needs. By the end of the first week, usually between day 4 to day 7, mommies tend to notice their milk coming in. Now, I personally don't like to use the phrase milk coming in, simply because it makes mommies feel as though the milk they are producing before, which is the colostrum, is not enough. And they tend to wait in hopes of this milk coming in to properly feed their baby. But I'd just like to say the milk you are producing before is all that your baby needs. Now, this engorgement that you are speaking about is called physiological engorgement. So yes, you know, your milk is coming in, so your breasts will tend to feel heavier. You will actually see the milk leaking. You would now feel like, yes, I am finally producing the milk. One of the things I love to talk about in my breastfeeding class is this, because I like mommies to know what to expect. Because if they know the milk is going to come in, then they will know how to properly navigate. So at that point, you want to make sure that your breast is frequently emptied. So like I say, babies are supposed to feed on demand, but at least every 3 hours. We don't want for you to end up not feeding your baby like past 3, 4, 5 hours, because then you will have that engorgement happening where, you know, the milk just wants to come out. And unfortunately, it can eventually reach to the point where your breast starts to feel rock hard. It can feel hot and warm. I normally educate my moms on the different levels of engorgement, right? So just throw this in here. So moms, if your breast feels like your cheek, this is normal, soft and nice. If your breast starts feeling like the tip of your nose, this is where you're going to have some engorgement. And I usually tell my mommies, if it ever reached the point of feeling like the tip of your nose, now is the perfect time to feed your baby or to pump the milk out. We don't ever want your breast to feel like your forehead, because this is where it is severely engorged. It will be so stiff, your baby will not be able to latch. And a lot of moms don't know this. They try to get baby to latch onto an engorged boob, and it's just so stiff that they can't get a good latch. So I usually recommend that they pump some of the milk out, let it get a little soft so that baby can latch. And then if after baby feeds, it still feels a little heavy, they can always pump the milk out to prevent getting engorged again.
And you know, I wish I really knew this the last 2 times. I was struggling to breastfeed. I had that same experience that you were describing there, and I had no idea what to do next. And I did try that. I tried to get baby to latch on to what was an engorged breast. I think it had reached forehead level, and it was a very painful experience. And I think that could frighten a lot of moms up to think that they're probably doing something wrong and quit before they even start. Am I correct?
That is definitely correct, which is why I like to emphasize on doing a breastfeeding class, just to be educated, to know what is right and what is wrong, what is normal and what is not normal, and how to deal with it. One of the myths of breastfeeding is that breastfeeding is painful. Now, breastfeeding should not be painful once it is done properly. Now, there is some level of pain that a mommy will experience, and it's a new experience for baby and mommy to breastfeed. So they may have some initial discomfort in the first couple weeks, but it should not be anything that is so painful. It causes sore, cracked, bleeding nipples, and mommies have to just like bear this excruciating pain. That is not normal, right? Mummies can also have pain with their letdown. Now, the letdown is a sudden release of milk from the breast. So some mummies, they don't feel this pain, while others, including myself, have felt it. It can be very painful. However, it usually lasts maybe 2 to 3 seconds. As the letdown happens, you feel the pain and then there is no pain. So if it is you are experiencing pain for the entire feeding, you should consult with your lactation consultant just to kind of figure out what is going on and how you can be helped. Because feeding on a painful nipple would be very, very uncomfortable for a mom. And most mommies, like I said, I have worked in NICU and I have heard from them. They would always say to me, you know what, I'm getting pain, but it's okay. I'll bear the pain for my baby. But if it is you are getting pain, it can mean that baby is not latched on to the breast properly. And if baby is not latched on properly, it means that he's not getting milk. So you're going to be frustrated, baby going to be hungry, and the experience is not going to be nice for either of you. So if you are getting pain, it is worthwhile to let your lactation consultant know.
Is there in some instances where I think there's something called mastitis that a mother can encounter? That's very painful as well.
Yes, it is. So there are many causes of pain, and one of them is the mastitis, which usually can happen with the engorgement. So the breast becomes engorged, it becomes inflamed, it can get red, you can have fever, even flu-like symptoms. So of course, if you are experiencing this as well, you need to consult with your lactation consultant. Any reason for any cause of pain, you should let your lactation consultant know so that we can now figure out why you are getting that pain.
Dr. Runisa Singh with us as we talk breastfeeding here at Freedom 106.5 FM. I want to interrupt your list of myths, Dr. Singh, because we have a question from a listener. They sent it via WhatsApp and they're asking if there are any instances based on the health of the mother when she should not breastfeed.
So it is always good, for example, with respect to me, whenever mommies come to me and they do my class, I take a full history from the mommy just to see if she has any diseases or sickness, illnesses that can affect her breastfeeding. More usual than not, most times it is safe to breastfeed your baby. However, if you do have a particular concern, it is good to discuss it with your doctor so that we can figure out if it is, you know, you should not breastfeed.
And as we continue with the myths when it comes to breastfeeding, so we did touch and expand on any sort of pain. What else comes up on your list?
Right. So number two, breastfeeding is always easy. So a lot of moms, some moms, they feel as though that they don't need to do a class, they don't need to be educated because this is natural. Now, it is natural, but sometimes it can take some learning from both baby and mommy to have that positive breastfeeding experience. So like I say, like just learning how to properly position and how to latch your baby to help along with that. Because if your baby is not latched or positioned properly, the breastfeeding relationship is not going to work. Both mommy and baby will run into problems. So while it is natural, sometimes it is not always easy and it needs to be learned. Thirdly, another myth is that you do not produce enough milk in that first few days before your milk comes in. Now, I know I already touched on this, but just to reiterate, the milk that you are producing in the first couple days is your colostrum. That will be a little bit of milk. Your breast will not feel heavy. You might not even see anything coming from the nipple if you squeeze your breast. This is normal because our baby's stomach is small. The colostrum we produce is a little bit, but it is just right for your baby. So don't let anybody tell you you are not producing enough milk before, unless you see, you know, your baby is dehydrated or not passing enough urine or are having problems. But like I said, you should consult with your lactation consultant if you have any concerns about your baby's feeding or your pediatrician. Now, one of the biggest myths that I hear all the time is that breastfeeding loses its benefits after 6 months or 1 year. This is absolutely not true. Your breast milk will never lose its benefits. There will always be some sort of benefit for your baby. Now, after 6 months, it is recommended to start your baby on complementary foods or solids. And by 1 year, your baby should be feeding more of the solids than the breast milk, right? Because the breast milk will still have nutrients, but it wouldn't have all the nutrients that your baby needs at this point. However, breastfeeding will always have its immunological benefits for baby. It will always be a source of comfort to your little one. And the more years moms breastfeed, it lowers their risk of heart disease and certain cancers. So that will always be a benefit to mommies.
You know, you're talking about the length of breastfeeding, Dr. Singh. I don't want to tell the world how many years I've still been breastfeeding my little one. Some people may say, oh my gosh, that is ridiculous. But then how long do you suggest we breastfeed for? Is there a range to say we've done a good job, this is good enough?
Well, I tell all my mommies, any day, minute, week, month, or year you breastfed your baby, you have done an excellent job. I don't say, okay, you should breastfeed for 6 months, 2 years. Now, the AAP and the World Health Organization, they do recommend that you breastfeed up to 2 years or longer. I believe that that is something personal between a mommy and a baby. So if you choose to breastfeed more than 2 years, that is great for you. If you choose to stop at 2 years, that's good. If you choose to stop at 6 months, 1 month, that is your personal decision. I would just like to reiterate that there will still be benefits. So if somebody were to tell you, stop breastfeeding, because I'm so happy you brought that up, because a lot of mommies do have that pressure from society where people will say, why are you still breastfeeding him or her? That's too long. He should not be there anymore. But the thing is that breastfeeding is natural and it is good for your baby. There will always be benefits. So if anybody out there is feeling ashamed for breastfeeding longer than 2 years, longer than a year, I am telling you that you are doing an excellent job. I am very proud of you. Keep it up and you breastfeed your baby as long as you and your baby desire.
Yeah, just a joke is that they say it's not a baby anymore. That's sometimes the comment that you get. It's no longer a baby. You need to stop. And we still have more myths. Could you imagine that after so many centuries of breastfeeding, that we still have a long list of myths for you to deal with, Dr. Singh?
Yes, I feel like it's an uphill battle, but I try my very best to educate moms, you know, so that they can make their own informed decision as to what their breastfeeding journey should look like. Now, another one of my myths is that your breast size determines your milk production. So some people will say, well, my boobs are way too small, so I will not be producing enough milk for baby. That is absolutely not true. The size of your breast is determined by fatty tissue. Milk production is actually dependent on glandular tissue. And most women have enough of this glandular tissue to make breast milk unless they have a specific condition called hypoplastic breast, which again is something that, you know, your doctor should examine to determine if you do have this condition. But like I said, breast milk is made by demand and supply. So the more you feed your baby or the more you pump is the more you're going to stimulate that glandular tissue to secrete milk. And the best way to produce more milk is just to let baby feed a lot and to pump a lot.
Very good advice indeed. Do we still have more? Tell me. I lost count on what number we got to. Really and true. So
this is number 6.
Okay.
Yes. So the myth is you cannot breastfeed if you have flat or inverted nipples. This is definitely a myth. Now, having flat or inverted nipples is something that is challenging, and your breastfeeding experience may look a little different than the mommies who do not have this issue, but it is still possible to breastfeed your baby. I actually have a really good friend who has flat nipples, and she was able to breastfeed her baby for one whole year. And I think that is truly amazing. So it just shows that, you know, it can happen. And if it is you do have this issue, it is good to consult with your lactation consultant so that we can figure out the right plan for you.
I have seen already that I think they sell a little device to help with the inadverted nipples. Does this actually help?
Yes. So there is a device, but like I said, every mom is different and your grade of nipple inversion may be different from other moms. So it is good to have a consult first before going out there and buying and trying different things so that we can come up with the best plan for you, because one thing might not work the same for everybody.
And myth number 7.
Right. So myth number 7 is that you cannot get pregnant while breastfeeding. So you actually could get pregnant while breastfeeding. You might hear people saying, well, if you breastfeed for 6 months, you will not get pregnant. This is not true. You can get pregnant. Now, where that comes from is something called lactational amenorrhea, right? So when we breastfeed, it actually delays the return of our menstruation or our period, but it is still possible to get pregnant. So usually mommies who use this sort of, and I want to put inverted commas, contraception, because you should not be using it alone as a form of contraception. These mommies usually have to breastfeed exclusively, meaning no formula, no water, should breastfeed in the day and in the night, and babies should be less than 6 months. And even after you meet this criteria, you can still get pregnant. So it's just something to be aware of. And that is the last of my myths for now.
And I do have a question, although we did mention colostrum earlier from a listener. The person is asking, what is colostrum made from? Is it made from anything in particular from our bodies, Dr. Singh?
So it's not made from anything different as per se as the mature breast milk that you're talking about. Basically, the same thing that breast milk is made of is the same thing colostrum is made of. Now, I don't want to get into too much detail about this, but there's nothing in particular that you can eat or drink. I'm not sure if that's what you're referring to that could help you make your colostrum. It's just something that your body knows how to do already.
And for those of us who have thought about pumping and who may need to pump because they have to go back to their jobs after maternity leave, do you have any advice on that?
So it's always great. And like I do mention this in my class, I talk about pumping because I do think that pumping plays an important role in your breastfeeding journey. Just one thing I'd like to mention, because some moms feel as though if they are pumping, it is less than feeding the baby directly from the breast. Now, any way you could give your baby that milk, whether it is pumped milk or straight from the source, it will both be very beneficial to baby. So if you are out there and you cannot get your baby to latch and you are having problems, it is okay to pump your milk. It still will be very important to your baby. It is good to invest in a good electric pump. Now, I don't have any recommendations. I usually tell my moms to let me know which ones they are thinking about, and then we can come up with the best pump for you. There are other pumps such as the hands-free pump, the manual pump, but the electric pump is really good for establishing that milk supply in the first 2 months. So that is the pump that I normally suggest to my moms. Something that I also do teach moms is how to hand express. Now, hand expressing is an art and it takes time to learn. But once done correctly, you can actually get more milk out of the breast using your hands than a pump. So the baby is best at getting the milk out. Then it's hand expressing, then it's pumping. So don't feel too discouraged if you pump and don't see as much, because your breast is never truly empty. Now, mommies who are going back to work, it is great to have that pump to store milk for when you are going back. Another thing I'd like to say is please don't be too concerned about feeding your freezer. Feed the baby. So this is something that moms stress out a lot. They need a freezer stash to have so when they go back to work that their baby will have that milk. I tell my moms, all you need is milk for the next day, because you're going to pump every day and you just need for that next day or that next meal. You don't need boxes of milk filling up the fridge. Now, of course, if you can, that is great. I just don't want you to feel bad if you pump and you don't see a great supply. All you need is enough to pump for the next day. So yes, anybody out there who wants any advice on pumping and how to pump and all these things, you can contact me on my page, Dr. Mama Knows Breasts. I will also teach you guys how to hand express as well.
The hand expressing, it's quite interesting. I never thought of the hand expressing as an option, actually, to express milk from the breast. I do have a question again that I think would apply for mummies who are going back to the office or maybe even going out. I've had this happen to me on a couple of occurrences. I know there are the breast pads, but you know, sometimes you leak. Is there any way to prevent the leaking, or do you need the leaking to happen? If you stop the leaking, does it cause a problem?
So unfortunately, you can't stop the leaking from happening. Now, leaking happens with our letdown. So like I previously mentioned, the letdown is the release of the milk from the breast. So when your baby suckles on one side, that letdown is happening on both breasts. So you will have leaking on the next side. Now, leaking does stop after the first couple weeks, right? As your body gets accustomed, it will stop. So it's not something that you're going to have to deal with forever, but it is good. Well, most mommies tend to collect the milk on the next side if it is that you are home. Unfortunately, if you are out in public and you are breastfeeding, yes, you can use the breast pads just to ensure, you know, there's no leaking through your clothes. But the leaking is something we want, you know. It also lets mommies feel like, yes, they see in the milk, they know the milk is coming, so they know the milk is there.
Probably more a psychological thing than anything else. I have a question because I don't want to alienate the dads. Do you think the male partners play a role in breastfeeding?
Definitely. To all the dads out there, y'all need to listen, okay? Support has to be one of the biggest factors in a successful breastfeeding relationship. Your wife, your spouse, your partner, they're already going to have all this mix of emotions in that postpartum period. And mom guilt is real, right? They will feel bad about a lot of things. So the classes that I do, I always make sure that daddy is present as well. And I always tell them, you need to support your wife. If she produces half an ounce of milk. You need to say, wow, babe, you did such a good job. Look how much milk you produce. And you need to support her because stress actually negatively impacts your milk supply. But when we have supportive husbands, spouses, partners, family around us, it makes us feel good, you know, about ourselves and what we are doing for our baby. And really just supporting them, you have no idea how much of a big difference that can make for your spouse or your partner.
Now, I know you stress on education and getting educated on breastfeeding personally for, I know, the moms and the dads. I'm just wondering, especially as we're trying to bring awareness for breastfeeding all over the world, do you think the Trinidad and Tobago community supports breastfeeding?
Personally, I do not think that there is enough support in Trinidad for breastfeeding. Now, I have looked at other places in the world as well with respect to breastfeeding, and there is more support than Trinidad. So honestly, I would love if there was more support for breastfeeding women, if society could accept breastfeeding as, you know, the best milk for your baby. Your body is producing this for your baby. It is natural, it is healthy, it is good for baby. And the more we educate, is the more support we're going to get, which is what I am trying to do with my classes, with my Instagram page. But I am just one person, and I know there are people out there who are doing things to help to educate and to push breastfeeding forward. But the thing is that I think it begins with you and me, with society, just accepting that this is something that is good and all the benefits that I called out. So many things that your baby and mommy can get from breastfeeding. To me, I just don't see how in this day and age, it is still a problem to breastfeed your child. And I would just like everybody out there listening, if you can just be a little more open-minded about breastfeeding, you know, ask questions, do your research and see that it truly is amazing for our babies and it will make a healthier society. It starts so young from the babies. So yes, I do think that Trinidad could play, you know, a bigger role in supporting our mommies with breastfeeding.
And I think I'll have to tend to agree with you there, Dr. Singh. Thanks so very much for taking the time to talk with us here at Freedom 106.5 FM. For some reason, I think we could keep talking about this, about breastfeeding. How can people get in touch with you?
So they can contact me via my Instagram page, which is Dr. Mama Knows Breasts. And if they want to set up consults or classes, you can do that directly from my Instagram page. I do believe that breastfeeding is very beneficial to mom and babies. And if you are out there and you are planning to breastfeed, I think that you should prepare to breastfeed. And to prepare to breastfeed will mean doing a class or getting the right information to help you start off that breastfeeding journey, which is what I try my very best to do.
Thank you so very much, Dr. Singh. Speaking with us, Dr. Runisa Singh, who is a medical doctor who currently specializes in pediatrics. She is also an international board certified lactation consultant. And Dr. Singh is also known, as she mentioned there, as Dr. Mama Knows Breast on Instagram. And she is very passionate about educating mothers on all things breastfeeding, as you heard there, and being able to help them have a successful and enjoyable breastfeeding journey. By the way, Dr. Singh is married with a 15-month-old baby girl, also makes her, you know, quite the ambassador when it comes to breastfeeding, as she is a breastfeeding mother.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.